My son is a big fan of those four masked pizza-eating heroes in a half shell, or, in other words, the famous Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's quick to tell me that Donnie, Leo, Mikey, and Raph were originally red-eared slider turtles before becoming ninjas. But the words red-eared slider set off alarm bells for me. Each week at Irvine Nature Center, we field calls from current turtle owners looking to rehome their non-native, still-growing red-eared slider. It's quite common for people to impulse buy a cute quarter-sized baby turtle at a pet store, carnival, reptile show, or beachside novelty shop. What they don't consider is that the same tiny turtle can live for 50 years and grow larger than a dinner plate. Red-eared sliders are semi-aquatic turtles that get their name from the small, red dash by their ears. The slider part of their name comes from their ability to slide from rocks or logs and quickly enter the water. They are the most popular pet turtle in the U.S. and are also the most popular type of turtle rescue organizations receive calls about. Unfortunately, few, if any, organizations have space for any more red-eared sliders. Turtles require special lighting, clean water, a lot of space, and a balanced diet that mimics their natural food sources. The cost of veterinary bills, a thermostatically controlled enclosure, lighting, food, habitat enrichment, and cleaning during its lifetime can total tens of thousands of dollars. When owners become overwhelmed by the responsibility of caring for a turtle that just keeps growing, they sometimes, mistakenly, return the turtle to the wild. Though often done with the kindest of intentions, this is illegal in our listening area and in most states outside the slider's home range. Non-native turtles can have damaging and devastating effects on local ecosystems as they consume dragonflies, fish, frog spawn, and even small waterfowl. Large non-native species, like sliders, could possibly overtake the limited food and basking areas reserved for our native turtles. Foreign turtles also carry diseases that our own turtles are not immune to. Unfortunately, enough red-eared sliders have been released in Maryland that they occur in broad areas of the northern and central parts of the state and as far south as Prince George's County. Because they are so widespread, the red-eared slider is on the list of the world's 100 most invasive species maintained by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. The IUCN reports that more than 52 million individuals were exported from the U.S. to foreign markets between 1989 and 1997. The slider's omnivorous diet and ability to adapt to various habitats gives them great potential for impacting indigenous habitats both outside and inside our country. In Phoenix, Arizona, for example, wildlife specialists set up a few turtle traps to catch what they thought were just a few dozen red-eared sliders that had been illegally dumped into a pond by their owners. They caught nearly 1,000 non-native turtles. So while it may be fun to watch turtles raise shell in the theater and on TV, naturalists strongly recommend resisting the urge to keep them as pets. Keep the lifetime commitment and responsibility that goes with turtle ownership in mind. And if you still want a real version of the amazing turtle the mutant version is based on, consider adopting from rescue groups like the Mid-Atlantic Turtle and Tortoise Society. Better yet, enjoy watching turtles in your backyard or at a nature park, beach, or along a stream. They may not have the same ninjutsu skills as Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, or Donatello, but they are still very cool critters. You can learn more at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.